Today's shiur is Masechet Zvachim, Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin on Daf Ayin Aleph on the Beis, the third line of the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah in the previous shiur, we began our Perikol HaZvachim, with essentially two cases. The first case of the Mishnah was where an animal which is Osir B'Hano, the Mishnah gave us two examples, Chatos Hamesis, or Shar Hanisko, and as the Gemara at the end of our previous year explained the case of our Mishnah, one of these animals, which is Osir B'Hano, got intermingled with many animals that are not Osir B'Hano, that are actually Kachim. The Mishnah taught us the halacha that all of these animals have to be taken to be killed. Kulon Yemusu. The Mishnah then taught us a second case about an animal which is not as seriously osur as the first animal. The Mishnah spoke about an animal that's neved bo avera. And there the Mishnah, again, similar situation where one of these animals gets intermingled with many other animals that are kachim or are fit to be, that are kachim. And the halacha is yirat yistavu. Ask the Gemara, the case of our Mishnah, Tanina Chadazimna, is already taught to us in the Mishnah Masech the Temura Dav Chav Chesem and Aleph. Because the Mishnah says over there, Kol Asurim L'Gabim Mizbeach, all animals that are Os L'Gabim Mizbeach, Oisrin, B'Kol Shehein, Haroi V'Van Nirva. So the case of our Mishnah that discusses an animal which is Neved Ba'Aveira, that got mixed up with other animals, and what the halacha is mentioned already in Masech the Temura. So why do we also need a Mishnah Masech the Zvachim to teach us that case? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Amrit L'Shmatza Kamed Rav Simi, I said over this question to Rav Simi, Vatzrichen, and he explained to me why our Mishnah is still necessary. Dima Hasam, because if we only had the Mishnah Masech the Temura, have a Mina L'Gvaya, we would think that when it's osur to be used for a carbon, avla hejit, that it's completely osur, and it may not even be used for personal use, that I wouldn't know. Therefore, our Mishnah, which teaches us that not only when neved ba'aveira gets intermingled with other karbonis, is the halacha that certainly none of the karbonis in this mixture may be used as a carbon from Mizbeach. But as we learned, Yirat Yistavu, that's why we need our Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, V'imahocha, if we only had our Mishnah, Hani, have a mean, I would think, Hani the Surah Ninu. Only by Surah Hano are we so strict. Aval Hani, but there, where we're not speaking about of kaponis that are surah no, emaloi, it should have a different din, tzricha. That's why we need an in. That's why we need our Mishnah too. Obviously, the Mefarshim asked the question that our Mishnah, so we're saying the purpose of our Mishnah is to teach us not only the halacha about kabon, about animals that are Neved ba'aveira, but also to teach us the halacha of an animal that is surah hano. Ask the Mefarshim, if we have our Mishnah, and we have the second part of our Mishnah, that's treating animals that are neved ba'aveira so seriously, and as I said earlier in our shir, isur hano is a lot worse than neved ba'aveira. So once we have the second part of our Mishnah, which teaches us the halacha of neved ba'aveira, we could easily extrapolate what is the halacha by isur hano. And there is no need to have the Mishnah Masechta Temura. Answer the Mefarshim, as we've said a number of times already, even in today's shir, that even though our Mishnah and the other Mishnahs clearly treat this as a very serious situation, the situation of Neved ba'aveira is not as bad as Isur Hano. And our Mishnah teaches us that by Neved ba'aveira, you have some sort of a way of dealing with the problem, as we discussed, or we will discuss more in Mitzvah Shem, of Yirat Shistav, which is not an option by Yisurei Hanoah, as we learned in the previous year. So in order to not make a mistake, if our Mishnah would only mention the case of Neved Ba'Aveira, and we would want to learn the halacha of Yisurei Hanoah from the halacha of Neved Ba'Aveira, we could easily come to make an error that by Yisurei Hanoah there's also an approach of Yirat Shistav, which is incorrect. So we can't just rely on the safe of our Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, that's why we need our Mishnah and that Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, the Lav Yisurei Hanoah Tanalei. So it's saying that the purpose of our Mishnah is to teach us the halacha of Neved Ba'Aveira. But Neved Ba'Aveira, the purpose of the Mishnah Masechta Temur is to teach us the halacha of Neved Ba'Aveira. Ask the Gemara, Neved Ba'Aveira is also mentioned in our Mishnah. And therefore the question is, yes, we're saying that our Mishnah, the first part of our Mishnah speaks about Yisurei Hanoah. The Mishnah Masechta Temur speaks about Neved Ba'Aveira, so they're somewhat different subjects. And that's why the Gemara said, Rav Simi said, we need both Mishnayos. But ask the Gemara, our Mishnah, in its second case, speaks about Neved Ba'Aveira. So since it speaks about Neved Ba'Aveira, we don't need the Mishnah Masechta Temur. Answers the Gemara. Miktani, does the Mishnah here say that when you have such an Aveira, and when you have such a behemoth, which is Neved Ba'Aveira, even if it got mixed into a very large ratio, even if it got mixed into a large ratio, it doesn't become bottle, our Mishnah doesn't say it. It's only the Mishnah that there mentions it there. Ask the Gemara, Nisniha v'lay Baha. So now the Gemara says, fine. The Mishnah Masechta Temura teaches us something that the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim doesn't teach us. The Mishnah Masechta Temura teaches us that even if it's a large ratio of good animal versus an animal that's never by Aveira, it doesn't become bottle. Fine. Ask the Gemara, so we should only have the Mishnah Masechta Temura, that teaches us that an animal that's never by Aveira doesn't become bottle, and we don't need our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah teach that isn't already taught in Masechta Temura regarding an animal that's never by Aveira? Answers the Gemara, Hotakantetzrukhalei. The Mishnah trying to teach us what our Mishnah teaches us that isn't included in the Mishnah Masechta Temura, as we've been mentioning, that our Mishnah also teaches us that even though Neved Ba'Aveira doesn't become bottle, and even though as the Mishnah Masechta Temura teaches us that not only does it not become bottle, it does become bottle in a large ratio, still teaches us the Mishnah that there is a way what to do. The Eitzah of Yirat Shistav. Ask the Gemara. We said earlier that we need both Mishnayos regarding an animal that's Yisur Hanoah, because one Mishnah teaches us the halacha regarding a hedget, and one Mishnah teaches us the halacha regarding hegdish. Ask the Gemara. The hedget namitanila. There's another Mishnah that teaches us that even when it's not for hegdish use, an animal that's osur b'hanoah doesn't become bottle. And therefore the entire mixture becomes osur b'hanoah, as we learned in the previous year, kulan yamusu. So why do we need this Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says, Masechta Avodah Zarah, ve'el asur v'asurim b'kol shehein, yayin nesach v'avodah kachavim. So why do we say that the Mishnah here has come to teach us that not only may it not be used for carbon, it may not even be used for hedyit? That's the purpose of our Mishnah teaching us the halacha of Yisur HaNoah that we can learn from the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah. Answers Gemara Tzrichi. Dima Hasam, if we only had the Mishnah and Masechta Avodah Zarah, have mina chulin, that when is there a halacha that if an animal that's osur b'hanoah got mixed together with other animals, it doesn't become bottle? Hanimil lehejit. When all the animals are chulin. So let's think about the case. We have an animal that's osur b'hanoah. It got mixed into other animals that are not hegdish, that are chulin. So who's going to take a loss when we don't say bittel, and we say kulan yimusu. Not hegdish. Whoever owns those other animals. So since we're not as concerned about the property of others as we are about hegdish, we would say that strictly in Masechta Avodah Zarah, when we're speaking of a mixture of an animal that's osba hanah, that got mixed up into other animals that are owned by private individuals, there we don't say bittel. Dimahosam have a minila hedjit. Aval, in a case where the animal got mixed up with other animals, our Mishnah, where the animal that's osba hanah got mixed up with other animals that are kachim, and we don't want to end up throwing out all these animals that are kachim. And as the Mefarshim point out, because sometimes the kachim animals that now the Mishnah says kulun yamusu will not be replaced. Because let's say the person who made the neder said harei zu, not harei alai. He doesn't have to replace it. Or let's say it's kabonis tzibur, that it's animals that are kabonis tzibur, that's hegdish that's going to take the loss. Maybe emel enough sedena lekula. We shouldn't be so quick to say so. V'mahocha havamina. If we only had our Mishnah, we would say, you know why when Isra Hanor animal gets mixed up with other animals, we're strict? Because we're talking about Kachim. And what is the situation we would have? Again, let's learn our Mishnah. Well, we had one animal that's Osaba Hanor, got mixed up into 1,000 animals that are not Osaba Hanor. And if I'll go and I'll take all of those animals and I'll put them on the Mizbeach, even if I'll miss some, there's a very strong likelihood that I will have brought as a carbon, an animal that's osba hanah, which is a horrible situation. Hani mili kachim demos. To take an animal that's a shor haniskel, a murderer, an animal that's a murderer, to take an animal that's a chatas hamesa and put it on the mizbeach is a terrible situation. Aval chulin. But in a situation where we have a ratio of 1,000 animals that are not going to be used for kabbalah, it's just going to be used for eating, or just going to be used for working. So it's not such a serious situation. The loymos, maybe we should say, emes surinara levitl biruba, that we should say that becomes bottle. That's why we need to have both mishnayis to teach us that an animal that's osba hanor, whether it got mixed up with animals that are hegdish, whether it got mixed up with animals that are chulin, if it's osba hanor, it doesn't become bottle. Ask the Mefarshim a gevaldig kasha. Let's think about this. As we said from the beginning of our shiur today, our Mishnah speaks about two categories. Our Mishnah speaks about a category of animals that are osba hanah. Our Mishnah speaks about a category of animals that are neved ba'aveira. And our Mishnah doesn't treat them the same way. The animal that's neved ba'aveira, the Mishnah gives us the approach of yirat shiistav. What does yirat shiistav mean? Wait till they all become balmum, and then we'll poide, we learned this all yesterday, we'll poide the animal that's kachim, and the rest of the animal we're going to use. Isn't that indicate that only by neved ba'aveira there's an opportunity that we may still be able to use the animal? But by iser hanor, the first case of our Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't give us the approach of yirat shiistav. Why not? It's obvious, because even if it's chulin, it's osba hanor. So what we're saying, that we need the Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah to teach us this rule, it's implied in our Mishnah, asked the Mefarshim, by the fact that only in the Sefer, by Never Ba'aveira, is the Mishnah Mechadish, the Halacha of Yirat Shiistav, not in the Reisha. So I saw two answers. One answer I saw, it's really a little different than something we discussed in the previous year. Yirat Shiistav is not always a practical approach. By a bird, you can't say yir shiistav. You can only say yir shiistav by an animal. Say to Mefarshim that we don't have any indication that our Mishnah is only speaking about animals. It could be that the Reish of our Mishnah is also speaking about birds. And that's why the Mishnah didn't speak about yir shiistav. Not because yir shiistav is not an option. Yir shiistav is not mentioned because by a bird there is no yir shiistav. So the fact that yir shiistav is omitted in the Reish is not a clear indication that it's also bahanor, even when it mixes into chulin. One teretz. Another teretz is that maybe, the Mefarshim suggests, that halachically, yir shiistav would be an approach. Why? Because it's not also bahanor. So why didn't the Mishnah give us the approach of yir shiistav? Because there are times that Chazal, even though technically Yerushis Tov is a good approach, wanted to avoid it because we're afraid that people are going to use it before it becomes a Baal Mum. So that's Pshat in our Mishnah. If we didn't have the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah, I would maybe say that Chulin, regarding Chulin, even an animal that's Osba Hanah becomes bottle. I will ask why doesn't our Reisha say Yerushis Tov? Because Chazal wanted to avoid Yerushis Tov because they were concerned that you may use it before it becomes a Baal Mum. We begin now, I would say, the main sugya of this parak, the point of the parak. Here we have the following situation, as we've been discussing. We have an animal, whether it's Asba Hanor, whether it's Neved Ba'aveira, and as the Mishnah says clearly, it fell in to 1,000 animals that are perfectly fine. They don't become bottle, which is immediately, as we learned the Mishnah, a question. We have a concept of bittel beroiv. The Torah says, Akarab lahatas. We have bittel. So why don't we say here that it should become bottle, like we say bittel throughout halacha? So before I go further, and we learn the Gemara, and we spend more than one day learning this Gemara, we have a few obvious questions that come to mind. The first obvious question that comes to mind is, you know why we're machmer and we don't say bittel here? Because it's kachim. And after learning so many dafim of Masechta Zvachim, we know that kachim are treated in a more serious manner. And that's why, even though maybe in all other areas of halacha we'll say bittel, here we wouldn't say bittel because it's kachim. That should be an obvious teretz. It's not the Gemara's teretz. Why? So Mefarshim say a beautiful explanation. If indeed pshat in the Mishnah was because of chumra the kachim, that when we're dealing with kachim, we don't say bittel, then the amount, then the ratio that the problematic animal fell into other animals is irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference if there's 1,000 good animals. It doesn't make a difference if there's 1,000 bad animals. It should be all the same. The fact that the Mishnah went out of the way, to speak about 1,000 animals, it's right, it has nothing to do with kachim, because by kachim, the amount is not a factor. Then the Mefarshim ask, again, this is the Rishonim. Again, those who have learned Hilchas Taruvas in Yerodeya could appreciate these questions perhaps a little more. There's a rule that a barrier, loy betela, something which is a live thing, which is a live creature, doesn't become bottle. That's the basis for all the issues that we have with infestation of vegetables. Infestation of water, because if there's barriers of the taloim, if they're worms, even if they're very small, barrier loibatela. So here we're talking about an animal. An animal is certainly a barrier. So that's the reason it doesn't become bottle. Isn't that the obvious teretz? The Gemara doesn't give that teretz either. Why not? So the Rishonim give a number of explanations what qualifies to be a barrier. One teretz that the Rishonim suggests, something is only considered a barrier, that the halacha barrier loy betela is only by something that is osif from the moment of its creation. What's the best example? Taloim, insects, worms, because they're osif from the moment of the creation. What are we speaking about in our Mishnah? We're speaking about a shor haniskal. A shor haniskal is not osir from when it was created. It only becomes osir after it became a shor haniskal. Chattus hamesis, that animal isn't also from the moment of creation. It's only also after it became, we explained yesterday, Shir, all of the circumstances with chattus hamesis. Something which isn't also from the moment of creation doesn't have the din of burial. One teretz. Another teretz. The other teretz is, interesting teretz, when we speak about a worm, again, the classical example of a barrier is a worm, right? Because it's very small, but it's still osur, even though it's so small in its bottle in the vegetable salad that you have. When we speak about a worm, by a worm there's a difference if the worm is whole or if the worm is cut up. A worm is only osur when it's a barrier shleima. When it's not shleima, it's not osur. That's why, let's say you'll know that all of the worms, I'm not saying this is appetizing, but if all of the worms in a mixture are not whole, all the flies, all the insects are not whole, there would be no Issa burial, right? So the only time Chazal taught us the halacha of burial of betela is where there's a difference when it's whole or not whole, which Talas is a perfect example. When we speak about a Shor HaNiskal, there is no difference in halacha if you have the whole animal, that it's Osbar HaNoah, or you have a piece of the animal. The piece of the animal is also Osbar HaNoah. So since by a Shor HaNiskal, the same would be by Chatas HaMesis, both examples that the Mishnah gave of things that are Osbar HaNoah, there is no difference if it's whole or not whole, there we don't say halacha burial. One more question at the Rishayim Pulse. Again, those who learned Hilchos Taruvos appreciate these questions. There's another halacha in Hilchos Taruvos. Chaticha Ruhi L'Skavit. The halacha is, just let's give an example. Let's say you're preparing chicken, pieces of chicken, quarters of chicken, and you have 100 quarters of chicken that are kosher. And into that mixture falls in a quarter of chicken that's not kosher. So since it's a quarter of chicken, it's a chaticha Ruhi L'Skavit, it doesn't become bottled. So ask the Rishonim, isn't an animal a chaticha ruil eskabit? So that's why it doesn't become bottle in our Mishnah. Answer the Rishonim to this question. Again, when do we have the concept, the halacha concept of chaticha ruil eskabit? We only have the halacha concept of chaticha ruil eskabit, something that was prepared. And because of your preparation, it became chaticha ruil eskabit. The example that we gave is a perfect example. You prepared this this portion of chicken, so it became a chaticha ruil eskabit. Something which is on its own choshev, significant, but not because of your making it significant. It's significant inherently that there is no halacha of chaticha ruil eskabit. And it's very geschmack. Because I remember still when we learned Yeredeya. Why is it called chaticha ruil eskabit? It should be called davar choshev. Something that's choshev, something that's significant, like bottle. Because it has nothing to do with chshivas. The chshivas has to be coupled with your preparation. Here, when you have a shor haniskal, it may be a very big, expensive animal, but you didn't do anything to the animal. The animal is the animal. The chatas hamesis is the animal, and therefore can't be considered the concept of chaticha ruil eskabit. So now we could appreciate the Gemara's question much better. Why indeed is the animal of our Mishnah not bottle? Ask the Gemara. If you'll immediately answer, so that something choshev does become bottle. So ask the Gemara, as we're going to start learning now, there's a question, how to define something that's choshev. So how nich lemandom kol shadakalim nishanina, elamandom eshadakalim nishanina mayik lemeima. There's a machloikis that we will be learning. How is something identified as a davar choshev? The mandom that says kol shadakalim nis says that something which is normally sold piece by piece, even if it's not always that way, it's just usually that way. This way Rashi learns the Gemara, and this way we're going to learn the Gemara. It falls into the category of a davar choshev that doesn't become bottle. Animals are typically sold one at a time. So therefore, if we follow the opinion of kol shadakalim limnos, our Mishnah is very understandable. Since an animal is something that's normally sold one at a time, it's davar choshev, it doesn't become bottle. But ask the Gemara, according to the Manda Omer, that says that to be considered a davar choshev and not bottle, it has to be something that's always, always sold one at a time, says Rashi, say to Rishonim, animals, again, people who are in the animal trade, sometimes if they're selling a large amount of animals, they're not going to be so particular about the amount of animals. I'm selling you the whole herd. There may be 100, there may be 101, they're not that particular. And if it, in order for it not to be bottle, it has to be something that's always, always sold one at a time. Animals, we can't unequivocally say are always sold one at a time. So back to our question, why is the animal in our Mishnah not bottle? There is another pshat. I'm just going to say the pshat. We're not going to learn the Gemara with that pshat. That differentiates between kol shadaka limnos and es shadaka limnos, between something that was born usher versus something that only became usher later. We said this pshat before. Something that was born usher doesn't become bottle. Something that only became usher later can become bottle. And now it's very geschmack. the animals of our Mishnah, the Shara and Niskel, or the Chatas HaMesis, weren't born Usser, they only became Usser later on in their lives. But again, with our Pshat, the Gemara is asking, according to the Mandam of Eshadak Limnais, that if it's sometimes not sold piecemeal, that is already enough that we could say bittel, why don't we say bittel of the animal in our Mishnah? So the Gemara goes into this question of Kosher Dark Limnus and Esher Dark Limnus. The Tanan. If somebody had bundles of Tilson, Tilson's Conga Creek of Kerem, Kali Kerem, we know, is Osuba Hanor, Yidlku. So the loch is, Kali Kerem is Osuba Hanor, they have to be destroyed. This Arvu Bacherim, Bacherim, Bacherim. And there are three girses in this Mishnah. There's one girsa, which is the Pashat Pshat in our Mishnah, is that you have the Cherim Bacherim omitted. They're in the, and they're in parentheses. So the halacha is, the Sar Bacherim, unless there's a ratio, the Sar Bacherim, they never become bottled. And we'll see in a moment why. That's one girsa. The other girsa is a Cherim Bacherim. What does a Cherim Bacherim mean? You start off with a Chavilei Tilson that get mixed up, and then that entire mixture, so you had a mixture that has in it Chavilei Tilson and non, you have in it Klayim and non-Klayim, and that entire mixture goes further and gets mixed again into something else. And what is the point? That you have two waves to tell you that it's Mutter. Because once it got mixed into something that more Heter than Isser, and then that new mixture fell in, still we don't say two rives. The third shot is even more machmer. The third shot is like this. You have your bundle of Chavilei Tilson of Kerem that fall into rive heter. Now part of that mixture falls into heter. So you have a svek sveka to be makel. Number one, you have rive. Number two, since not everything from the first mixture fell into the second mixture, maybe the last mixture doesn't contain any klaim in it. Still, we're machma. Kulan yidiklu divrei Remeya. The chamarim, chamarim are lenient. They say the ratio of bittel by klaim is a 200-to-1 ratio. Yal becht mesayim. If you have a 200-to-1 ratio, you're fine. Interesting to note. It's important just for the halacha. The wording of Yal Becha Messiah, what does it mean? That if you have the proper ratio, a ratio of 200, above 200-to-1, it becomes bottle. So if you asked me what would be the right wording of the Mishnah, the right wording would be Yavatlu Becha Messiah. That if you have 200-to-1 ratio, if you have a ratio of 200-to-1, you're fine. What's the Lashon Yalu? Yalu means you should bring up. What does it mean? So the Rishonim say that the Mishnah is teaching us a very important halacha. What would be indeed the case, in the case that we're discussing, according to Remeya at least, where we have a bundle of kerem, of klayim, that get intermingled with the proper ratio being 200-to-1. So now, we have bittel. How much do we have? We have now 201 piles. 201 that weren't, 200 that weren't the problem, one that was a problem becomes bottle. What is the din? The halacha is, you can't just go use all 201 bundles. Because then what you're doing is you're benefiting from kerem, from klayim. What you have to do is, you have to pick up one bundle, even though statistically, it's highly unlikely that the one bundle you picked up is that one bundle that's klayim. Statistically unlikely. It doesn't change the halacha. You have to take one bundle and have it burned. That's why it says yalu. You have the taka 201 ratio. Since you have the 200-to-1 ratio, it's bottled. But still it doesn't prevent you, or it still doesn't take away the requirement that you have to take one bundle and burn it. That's the Remeya, the Chamarim. Yalu ba'echem esayim. So according to Remeya, it doesn't become bottled. According to Chamarim, it does become bottled. Shei Remeya, kosher dark limnos. As long as it's normally counted, even though sometimes it's not, it's enough to be considered a davar chashuv that's not bottled. The chamarim ein makadosh el shisha dvarim bilvad. There are only six items that they can identify never become bottled. Kiva says there are seven. Delahin, what are they? A gozei perech. A gozei perech, machlok is what it means. Either means nuts that come from the city perech, which were very chashiv, or another pshat that I saw is that, you know, when you get a nut, the hardest part of the nut is cracking the peel, cracking the shell. Perech, over here, these nuts were easily shelled. I saw another pshat that really combines the two pshatim. These nuts from perech were easily shelled, and that's why they were called gozei perech. Rimonei Baden, pomegranates from Baden, again, are very chashiv, always sold one at a time, and therefore they don't become bottle. Chavias tumas. These are barrels of wine, that since the barrels of wine that are closed, that are still sealed, they're chashiv, and they don't become bottle. I actually saw that, but if they're open, an open barrel of wine is no longer that significant. That's why it becomes bottle. I saw an interesting shaila that the Paiskim discuss. When the Mishnah says here, Chavis Stumis, is it only speaking about wine? So you have two things. Number one, wine is a very significant beverage. Coupled with the fact that it's a sealed barrel, that's why it doesn't become bottle. But what would be the halacha about a sealed barrel of a different liquid? Oil, milk, whatever. Do we say that it's maybe sealed, but it doesn't make a difference? Since it's not wine, it will become bottle. Or, Chavis Stumis is not limited to wine. Chavis Stumis could be by other liquids too. Furthermore, just to review, we saw Machloikis in Masechta Avodah Zarah, where the question was of Yayin Nesach, do we say the same thing in Machloikis Rishonim, that only Chavis Stumis of Yayin Nesach don't become bottle? What would be the halacha of Chavis Psuchis of Yayin Nesach? Chilfei Tardin. Chilfei Tardin are beet stalks. Kilchei Kruv are cabbage stalks. Delas Yivonis, it's a type of a cucumber. Rabbi Kiva adds, Af Kikra Shabal Bayis. Kikra Shabal Bayis are loaves of bread, not baked in the bakery, but rather baked privately at home. Why are bread, explained the Rishonim, baked at home, considered more choshev than bakery-baked bread? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat I saw is that typically the loaves that were baked at home were larger. The loaves that were baked in the commercial bakeries were smaller. Or another pshat that I saw is the loaves that were baked at home were baked with more care. And each loaf was choshev. On the other hand, the loaves that were baked in the bakeries mass-produced, they're not really, each loaf is not that choshev. Haroi la'orla la'orla, when it falls into arla, if they won't become bottled, they'll all be considered arla. Haroi la'kalei kerem, kalei kerem. And something that falls into kerem, into klayim, will be treated like klayim. We need to stop you for a moment. Actually, these halachas are not limited to arla and klayim. By truma, we would have the same halacha. Just by truma, the ratio of bittel is not like by arla and by klayim, a 200-to-1 ratio. The ratio by truma is a 100-to-1 ratio. Why? Why is there a different ratio by truma than by klayim? So Mefarshim explain, where do we get the number of 100 by truma? They say it's a derabanan, but where does the number come from? So sort of Mefarshim say very nice pshat. They explain that the ratio of 100-to-1 is because by truma there's a precedent for 1% type of truma. Where do we have a 1% type of truma? The halacha is that in the first and second and fourth and fifth, no, this is every year, I'm sorry, in all the years of the Shemitah cycle, you have to give Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Rishon goes to the Levi. How much do you give to the Levi? 10%. The Levi is obligated to take off Trumas Ma'aser and give it to the Kohen. How much is Trumas Ma'aser? 10% of what he got. That means it's 10% of 10%. What's 10% of 10%? 1%. So we have in Hilchas Truma this precedent of a 1%. That's where Chazal got to the number of 100-to-1 by Truma. So ask the Mefarshim, why didn't our Mishnah that the Gemara just quoted say Haroi la'orla arla? Haroi la'klai karim kari karim? And Haroi la'truma is Truma. Why does the Mishnah not speak about Truma? So I saw two answers. One answer is that in the items that were just mentioned in this Mishnah, There's some items that could become klayim. There's some items that could become orla. And that's what the Mishnah tells you. The items that could become orla have the orla laws. The items that have klayim have the klayim rules. Truma, all of the items, all of the foods that were mentioned in this Mishnah have a hechiv truma. So say to Mefarshim, if the Mishnah would have used the words haroi l'truma truma, we could have come to make a mistake that not everything mentioned in the Mishnah has a chiyuv truma, which isn't true. So in order to avoid that mistake, Chazal didn't want to put that wording in that anybody should come to make a mistake that maybe something listed here is not chiyuv and truma. One teretz. Another teretz that I saw is that although truma has a very serious isser, in fact, there's a chiyuv misab de shemayim, if somebody eats truma deliberately, a zar. However, truma is not as severe as orl and klayim. Because orl and klayim are osa b'hanoah. Truma is not osa b'hanoah. And therefore, in order to differentiate between truma and klayim and orla, the Mishnah didn't use the words haroi la truma truma. Vitmalo. And in understanding this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan says, eshadakalim nishanina. Anything that is normally sold piecemeal doesn't become bottle. Rish Lakish, however, says, call Shadakalim. No, Rabbi Yochanan says it has to always be sold piecemeal for it not to be bottle. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, says, call Shadakalim Nishaninu, as long as it's normally sold piecemeal. So ask the Gemara, Hanichal Rish Lakish. So according to Rish Lakish, that says as long as the item is normally sold piecemeal, it doesn't become bottle, our Mishnah is very understandable. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that it has to always be sold piecemeal. And as we explained earlier in our shiur, animals, we can't say, are always sold piecemeal. So why in our Mishnah doesn't the animal become bottle, mayikul ameimer? Interesting to note. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah pask in the same way. They pask and it has to be something that's always sold piecemeal. But it's interesting, points out the Shach, that the way the Shulchan Aruch presents its psak and the way the Ramah presents its psak is not identical. The Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes the Rambam, says, how do we know it has to be something that's always sold piecemeal? Because the Shulchan Aruch mentions these seven items, which are all examples of things that are always sold piecemeal. The Ramah, when he says his psak, he says eshadaka limnos. So the Mefarshim try to understand, and it's important for us to be able to understand the Gemara, is there really any difference between the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah? Is there only that they're just saying the same thing differently, or is there a halachic difference? So the Gra wants to suggest that there is a nafkamina. That according to the Shulchan Aruch, the halach will be that a davar chashiv doesn't become bottle only when it's min b'minay, when it gets mixed up into another item the same as it. According to Ramah, the halach will be even b'min b'she'en b'minay. That's what the Gra says. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says that there's no machloikus in this issue between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. He says when you'll have something like our Gemara, when you'll have a barrel of wine, if a barrel of wine gets mixed up with other barrels and the other barrels aren't wine, we wouldn't have a shaila, because we could tell that this is a barrel of wine and this is a barrel of juice, a barrel of whatever. And therefore, it's not that there's a machloikus between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, because the case of min b'she'en minoy is not possible by a davar chashiv. Let's think it through, because a davar chashiv is always identifiable. So if it gets mixed up amongst similar items, it's not identifiable. If it gets mixed up between other items, min b'she'en minoy, it will automatically be identifiable, and when it's identifiable, there's no shaila bit. But there are mefarshim that want to explain that the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is perhaps something else. When we speak about these items, we speak about the word eshadaka limnash. How do we understand eshadaka limnash? Do we understand kol shadaka limnash? Eshadaka Limnos means that it always has to be sold by piece. That is the proof that if it's always sold piecemeal, that is the proof that it's a Dava Chashiv. In other words, if I want to know somebody's Chashiv, I use this as a test. But let's say I'll know something is Chashiv, even though it doesn't pass this test. What would be the halacha? Perhaps that's the machlokes of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Ramah, who uses the words Eshadaka Limnos, says, this is the rule. The rule is it has to always be sold piecemeal. So you could stand on your head and tell me that it's a Dava Chashiv, it wouldn't make a difference. This is what's required. The Shulchan Aruch, by going out of the way of listing the examples, instead of just saying a simple Eshadaka Limnos, is saying that if you could prove that something is Chashiv, even though it's not sold piecemeal, it's no different than anything else mentioned in the Mishnah, and it will not be bottled.